Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. Today, I want to talk about vacation, or more specifically, organizational vacation policies. A couple of decades ago, IBM introduced a novel concept around vacation. Instead of, say, granting workers 2 weeks or 3 weeks or 4 weeks, etc., of vacation days during the year, it introduced the idea of unlimited vacation, where employees could take as many vacation days as they wanted, as long as their work was getting done and the organization was meeting their goals. Over time, more and more employers have adopted these unlimited vacation policies. Companies like Netflix and LinkedIn are champions of the movement. People who support these unlimited or endless holidays, they treat them as a sign that management trusts workers to take the time off they need when they need it and still get their job done at the same time. But these unlimited vacation policies also have a number of critics. Some people feel a sense of guilt anytime you want to take some of your unlimited vacation. And some research has actually shown that employees at companies with unlimited vacation day policies actually take fewer days off on average than companies that have limited or fixed vacation day policies. And figuring out the right vacation policy can be really hard when you're a global company. Different countries have different rules around vacation, different mandatory national paid holidays. Say, for example, Spain has 14 national paid holidays guaranteed for workers, where the United States has, guess how many? Actually, zero. Although most employers do give about 10 paid national holidays per year. Recently, I read about a company called Doist, who's introduced what I think is one of the more interesting approaches to the vacation day policy conundrum, kind of figuring out a way between, say, fixed vacation day policies that don't always work for people and don't always work around the world, and, say, completely unlimited vacation day policies, which have some of the problems that we've just described. What Doist has decided to do for all of their companies in the 26 countries in which they operate, they are starting in January 2019, Doist employees will be given 40 days off a year to use as they see fit. They will not specify which national holidays in any country an employee must take a paid day off, just that they will all be given the 40 days to use as they see fit. And the only extra rule that Doist is applying here is that the vacation time is mandatory. So to sum it up once again, no fixed vacation policy, no specific national holiday kinds of days off in any country, just a pot of 40 days of paid vacation to use as you see fit during the course of the year, but you must use them. It seems like a really interesting approach to this vacation day policy conundrum, one that kind of seems like it balances the need for employees to take time off in order to recharge, the need to be sensitive to companies and countries around the world where employees might have different days that they want to take off, and this the elimination of this kind of guilt of, hey, Joe or Mary or Sue's taking another day off when we all have the same collection of days off, 40 days, and we all have to use them. This idea that anyone should be feel vacation shamed to take time off, that should go away as well. It's really interesting. I've not heard of anybody doing it quite this way. I'll be interested to keep following the news and see how it works next year as Doist implements their 40 days off vacation policy. Something to think about, and as you think about your plans and whether or not your organization needs to change vacation policies for the coming year. Well, that's it for the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. To hear full episodes of the HR Happy Hour Show, go to Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast app. Just search for HR Happy Hour. And to learn more, go to www.h3hr.com.